What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
We make welcome Kent Sovereign, the state director for AARP Iowa. Welcome back to the Business News Hour, Kent. You've been working for years on something called the Iowa Care Act, right? So what's going on?
Well, Michael, the truth is the last three years we've been pushing this major effort, which is a no-cost, common-sense bill that really the CARE Act really is a best practices for hospitals and patients and their caregivers to be engaged in. It's been a rough road of ups and downs, but we do have agreed-to language now, and we reached this agreement right before the funnel. So we have a bit of unfinished business now, and that unfinished business can be inserted into any of these ways and means or appropriations bills towards the end of the session. And what we'll be doing is we're working with our champions in both the Senate and the House to provide the vehicle that would insert the CARE Act, this agreed-to, no-cost, common-sense solution for family caregivers. And just a review, it requires, upon admittance to a hospital, requires the hospital personnel to ask if you have, if you want to designate someone as a family caregiver or a caregiver upon your discharge. The answer is yes or no. If the answer is no, that finishes the conversation. If the answer is yes, then that person becomes a designee, and as your treatment goes through, and especially as discharge plan comes in, that person is advised of your condition. They are demonstrated any medical procedures or medicine management or pain management. They're really given advice and counsel about how to provide the best care once you return home. And then upon discharge, if there's the need for demonstration of those techniques, it can be by video or in person. So the objective here is pretty simple. That is to diminish the number of readmittances that would be a circumstance because of the family caregiver not being able to fulfill the needs of the patient. So it reduces the stress on the family caregiver, reduces the stress on the patient, and it provides a better system for the hospitals as well.
We're with Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. Kent, about that, what evidence or what studies or what information do you have that indicates that this is going to do what you suggest it's going to do?
Well, we do have the bill having been enacted in 37 states so far in the District of Columbia. So 36 states and the District of Columbia. So we're one of 14 states that has yet to act. Interestingly enough, it's not a red state, blue state thing. First state to do it, Oklahoma. And, you know, they're as red can be. So it's not a partisan issue. So the evidence we have now in states where this has been in place for a year and a half, 2 years, sometimes 3 years, is that it is, in fact, a wonderful way for hospitals, for organizations like AARP and the other patient advocate organizations, the Heart Association, the Alzheimer's Association, the list goes on and on. It's the opportunity for them all to collaborate with the family caregiver, provide a better level of, higher level of care when that patient is at home and out of the jurisdiction of the hospital. And we're seeing fewer readmissions in those states that have had it going now for a year and a half, 2 years.
Are you asking our listeners to make contact with their legislators?
Well, it would be. It's always helpful. If you're interested in this and you want to see this 2018 Iowa Care Act enacted into law, right now we're focused on the Senate. So calling the Senate switchboard number, and I apologize, I don't have that on the
we'll
top of my head, but call the Senate switchboard number, ask to leave a message or to contact your state senator and just say, please, let's take care of this unfinished business and enact the 2018 Iowa Care Act.
It would seem to make sense. Who would register against such a program?
Well, at the moment, we have agreed to language, so we don't know that anybody's actively working against it now.
It would make sense. And
yes.
But
as you know, especially at the end of the session, the legislature has an enormous amount of work that they want to get through. And this is for a legislative person, you know, given that they've got a tax cut bill and given they've got all these other things, appropriations bills to deal with, this is pretty small potatoes. But it's a pretty big deal.
Especially
you're a caregiver or if you're a patient that needs caregiving at home.
Especially with literally thousands of individuals who are caregivers.
317,000 in Iowa, and it's billions of dollars worth of value. And we couldn't pay for that service if we had the money.
Right.
If we had the workforce, we couldn't.
Better information makes for better outcomes.
I hope so.
What else you got on tap? What's going on with the Iowa AARP?
It is April.
Yeah.
And one of the traditions we have towards the end of April and the first part of May is called Money Smart Week. And this is a collaborative series of opportunities for education and outreach about money, about fraud, about scams, all about things that deal with your financial welfare, financial security. And we have a whole series of events. And if you, again, if folks Google fraud, Google Money Smart Week and Iowa, they'll come up with a lot of programs that are in their areas. The principal things that we're working on, in addition to a tour of our Fraud Watch network liaisons who will be doing community meetings, are three big events that are very, very popular with our members, and they're called Shred events. So
Shred.
And you can imagine, especially as people our age have financial records, bank records, you name it, from years and years. If you're like me, you've stuffed all of those old tax forms in, you know, envelopes and carriers, and you might have the last 15 years of tax forms, or you might have bank statements that go way back. And all of those are sensitive information that in the hands of the wrong people could find your bank account or your credit card account or many other things drained. So we ask folks to up to three boxes per car to bring their sensitive documents, their old documents that they would like to get rid of. And we have commercial shredders on site, and we have staff and volunteers on site, and we just take those boxes, dump them into dumpsters. And then right before their eyes, if they wish to hang around, everything gets shredded. Last year, we had a major event here in Des Moines and one in Cedar Rapids. We had over 450 cars in Des Moines, and we had over 200 in Cedar Rapids. This year, we're adding a third location in the Quad Cities, and there are actually two events, one in Moline and one in Davenport, all happening in late April and early May. You can find the locations and the times for those events at aarp.org/IA. So you go to that website and you can see all of the events that we have scheduled all throughout Iowa.
And we will have, of course, links to that page on the podcast.
It's amazing to see what people bring.
Oh,
And many people that were small business people have been out of business, or, you know, they've been retired from their business for 10, 15 years. They don't need those. And we just see boxes and boxes and boxes.
Here's
of
a question for you.
Historical information.
Do you have to be a member of AARP to take?
Not at all. Although we like people to flash their cards and we take and we like to get credit, if you will, with our national office for how many members that we've served. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to be shredding in Des Moines and in Cedar Rapids and in the Quad Cities. This is also an important time legislatively on national.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're heading into Washington the week of April 22nd. And by we, I mean Chuck Betts from Keokuk, Iowa, who's our volunteer state president, myself. Anthony Carroll, who's our Associate State Director for Advocacy, and Jeremy Barrowin, who is our communications person. We're all heading in for both training and our annual Day on the Hill, our Day on the Capitol. In D.C., we have scheduled meetings with all four congressmen and the two senators, and we are going to talk about a couple of things. One, of course, is we remind them of our 32-year history of nonpartisan voter engagement as AARP. We don't have a PAC, a political action committee. We contribute zero money to any political campaign, any political candidate, any political party. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one of the false bits of information that's out there. Oh, AARP is this or AARP is that. AARP is strictly nonpartisan and strictly nonpolitical from the standpoint of contributions. Nothing of value moves from AARP into any candidate or political party.
How do you get traction with legislators?
Well, we don't endorse. We don't contribute. All of that sort of thing. So it is just the power of our members. And the principal power of our members is the power to vote. And, of course, our members are all over the political spectrum. We have conservative members, liberal members, and everything in between. So our education and outreach to our members is, hey, listening to them, first of all, finding out what's important to them, and then reflecting that back to our legislative officials and providing them with the tools. So one of our we're going to do a 16-city tour in May. Again, aarp.org/IA. We'll have a whole list, but we'll have 16 cities where we jokingly call it our pizza ranch tour, because about three-quarters of the time we're at a pizza ranch. But, we will have lunch and learns, and we will have evening events in these communities. And what we'll be doing is talking about the power of the 50-plus voters. In 2016, over 90% of the 50-plus voters voted. And in 2014, that's a mid-year election, about 75%. Voters over the age of 50 were decisive in the last two elections. They'll be decisive in this election.
Yes, they will be.
So listening, understanding what's on the minds of our members, giving them tools to be engaged, and then letting them know they have the power of the vote. They will make the difference in this election in 2018.
We continue with Kent Sovereign talking about some cool things happening here in central Iowa as well. What's going on, Kent?
Well, you know, healthy living, active living is a big piece of what helps people become or live their best life in their community. And we have, of course, a proud tradition in Iowa as a bicycling advocate, bicycling community. And in fact,
you're an avid cyclist.
I am an avid cyclist. And if you come into the AARP offices, preceded me by a long shot, we have four wonderful jerseys from our different years and different engagements with bicycling. So Bike Month kicks off May 1st, and on May 2nd, which is Wednesday here in central Iowa, we'll begin our weekly tour rides. Tour, T-O-U-R, the older urban rider. And sometimes we're going to be riding breakfast rides, sometimes riding lunch rides,
nice,
sometimes riding evening rides. But we will have all of those weekly rides. And we intend for that to go on through the bicycling season. But we're kicking off Bike Month at the Botanical Center at around 10:45 a.m. at the Botanical Garden. Excuse me, on May 2nd. And we're going to take a tour. We'll have a short route and a long route. So far, already, we have 80 people signed up for this ride. Wow. So we're hoping for 120 or so by the time that date rolls around. And there'll be a jersey giveaway. There'll be other kinds of bike-oriented giveaways. And we will, of course, there's no AARP event without food. And so we'll be providing lunch as well.
Now, is this open for people of multiple ages? Or
absolutely.
Are we,
yeah. Any age. We just thought just tour older, tour was kind of a cute way of going to say, hey, we're gonna you know, we're not going to be racing across Des Moines.
That's the next question.
We're going to be trails. We're going to mostly be doing trails, and it's a leisurely ride. Last year when we kicked it off, we actually had some parents of young children who came along and had their kids in tow. So people of all ages. And then over in Cedar Rapids, we're also doing one, the annual Corridor MPO bike ride, Saturday, May 19th, 9:30 a.m. And they'll meet at the New Bow City Market. I'll be there with them.
I was going to say.
Yeah, in Cedar Rapids. And that'll be a fun ride. It'll be my first time. We're going to go to something called Mount Trashmore.
Huh?
I've not heard of it, but it's apparently a landmark over there. It's in the Cedar Rapids area. So it'll be about a 25-mile jaunt altogether. So a nice leisurely ride and lunch at Dan and Debbie's Creamery and Eli all again, on us. It's not AARP event without food. It's hard for me to keep my trim figure here. So
I can imagine.
Anyway, I'm really excited that, you know, not everything has to be biking. You know, any movement improves health, and every trip starts with a walk. So I would encourage everyone that is listening to begin as the weather warms, to get out, walk, enjoy your neighborhood, and begin a regime of fitness that can begin really simply. You know, too often I think we get tied up with the whole idea of fitness is, oh, the treadmill or the bike or the fitness center or spandex or whatever. Well, it's walking. And
just get out
and walk.
Good stuff.
Speaking of walking, we have a Volks Sporting Saturday, April 14th. That's coming right up. 9 to 11, the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. Anyway, it's a walk, a 5-kilometer, about a 3.1-mile walk along the bike trails. So we're kind of excited about that. This is our first walking event.
Nice. Everything about AARP Iowa. Kent, thanks so very much for spending time with us, as always.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'm really pleased about this relationship. And just remember, AARP is about improving your life in your community, whether it's your health, yourself, or your wealth. Wealth, financial resilience, health resilience, and personal fulfillment. That's what we're all about.
Bang, bang, bang. If you can say it in 3 points, it's got to be good.
That's
Thank
right.
Thank you, Kent. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Michael.